This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3591, from Monday the 9th of May 2022. Today's show is entitled, Small Flashlights. It is hosted by JWP and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, stuff that goes in your pocket.
Good day, everyone. I wanted to have a short talk about lights. Lights that you use while you go for a walk. And normally I find that the lights that I use for hunting are extremely different than lights that I would use going for a walk or lights that I would use in the server room at work. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the lights. And so my birthday was just around the corner, and I got some lights. And normally I've been a big Maglite Mini guy. So I've always carried a Maglite Mini in many different formats, mostly in a pouch, with a pin and maybe a small pen knife or a Victorinox Pioneer or something like this. And so this year, for my birthday, I put on my Amazon wish list that I wanted a Fennec 303R all metal keychain flashlight. And I wanted an Olight. And I've never done an Olight before. I only seen the ads. The Olight is for sure a micro USB cable included, so it's got a rechargeable battery, and they both appear to be very small. And so what I'm going to do is walk you through and see actually if it's actually better than the Mini Mag. The thing about the Mini Mag is it's really hard after you do the ELD upgrade to break a mini light and to keep an extra battery, AAA battery or the smallest one, whatever, AAA battery is almost nothing. And so the first one I'll look at is the Olight. And so for the I1R2 EOS, it has a high of 150 ohms at 15 minutes. And that's at 100% brightness. And of course, if you take the brightness down to 50%, you get 30 minutes. But far more interesting is the 5 ohms for 6 hours. And it's waterproof. It's got IPX8. It's impact down to 1.5. And it's it's good for the camera out to 400 CD. The nice thing about it is it's 0.4 of an ounce or 13.5 grams, which if you're backpacking, you know, just a small light is really all that I ever need. And so it's pretty simple. It's got a charging indicator. It's got the micro USB. A red light indicates it's charging. A green light indicates it's completely charged. And it works by the opticals. The output brightness will decrease as the battery decreases. The running time is the time when the brightness articulates to 50% of the initial value after the battery is fully charged. And that's really it for this one. So let me see if it does a... So the USB, it's a pretty high quality little USB thing. And the drive itself, let's see if it even turns on. So it's got a keychain at the back, so you can It's actually got a ring at the back, so you can actually put it on there. But let's see if it actually turns on. And yes, it does. And it's extremely bright. And to change the mode, you just turn the lens. And it's super, super bright. So it's exactly what you would want in a really small light. And if you get stuck and you're doing a walk, then you just turn it to the 5 ohm sector. So it doesn't appear to be like a big in between. So either you have the full Monty, or you have, so no, it's so when you turn the back is off, and then if you turn the front, it does it. Not for sure. Yeah, so the back is what controls everything. So if you turn it all the way on, it's got the 150, and if you turn it all the way off, it's got the small, and it's all controlled in the back there. I'll have to see how the USB works on it. So let's move to the next one. Okay, so first off, hats off to the Fenix people, man. That's a super tough case that they got. I guess they weren't playing around when they wanted to be sure that you weren't going to steal it from them or not. And so the EO3R is an all-metal keychain flashlight with a maximum output of 260 ohms, and the beam distance is a maximum of 42 meters. And it comes in a variety of languages. So, German, no, I don't want to do German. Okay. So, the English. So it's got a white light, which is ELD, and an Everlight 2835 red light ELD with a lifespan of 50,000 hours. It's got a built-in 200 milliamp unipolymer battery, battery indication, and low-level warning. It's got an intelligent overheat protection against the high surface temperature, all-metal CNC machining, light body, premium type HA3, hardened anodized anti-abrasive finish, recessed switch and lookout function. It's 1.85 inches by 0.94 inches by 0.47, or if you want to do it a metric, it's 47 by 24 by 12 millimeters. And it's a little heavier than the other one. It's 0.78 ounces or 22 grams. So the other one was 15 grams, and this one is 22 grams. So on off, you press the on switch for half a second and hold the switch to turn on the red light for 1.2. So half a second turns it on. And this one does not have any battery. So out of the box, it doesn't have any battery. It doesn't have any battery. And so 1.2 for red light, 1.5 for bright light, and the output selection, the white light, click the switch to cycle through echo, low, medium, high. And of course, if you pick the echo and low, or low, the light lasts a lot better. It has a lock switch. When the light's switched off, double click the switch to lock the light, and the light will blink twice on low to indicate. Okay, and charging. First, switch off the light. Plug in the USB-A socket of the charging into the cable. USB socket. Oh, so it's USB-C. That's even better. The indicator will display red while charging and will turn to green when fully charged. So exactly like the other one. Once the charging is complete, be sure to close the anti-dust cover. Note, the normal charging time is approximately 1 hour and 20 minutes from depletion to full charging. And you have a the light, you can have a constant, you can flash, You can do red constant, or you can do red flashes. And red flashes are the it lasts the longest. And that's why I really liked it, because I can go on a walk and use the red flashes, and it works really well, so the bus doesn't run me over. On high at 260 ohms, it will last for 3/4 of an hour, and have a distance of 42 meters with an intensity of 444 candelaia. And medium, it's 80, and it lasts for an hour and 15 minutes. It has a distance of 25 meters, and it does 146, so it's a huge difference between high and medium. And low, it does 30 ohms. It does 3 hours, 16 meters. Echo, it does 5 ohms. It lasts 18 hours. It has 7 meters and 13 candela. Red, if it's full-time red, it does 5 hours, 30 minutes, 10 meters with 25 candela. And if it's red flashing, it only has 4 ohms, but it seems to last almost for, it doesn't have, say, it just has flashes. So I would be willing to bet that it lasts longer than the eco mode with the white light. And it has impact resistance of only 1 meter, and it's IP68. All right, and I'll get it charged up, and I hope it works really well. All right, hey, y'all have a great day, and thank you for letting me do this this podcast.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.